have running water, electricity. They can do all they can to support the regular stranded guests and try to help them. People, internet and regular phone service is still unavailable for the upcoming season. So, like, everybody's having issues. They're trying to get it done, you know, to help people out, to get it out there, to let them know what's going on.
All right. Well, how do people want to get in touch with you to make some type of plans? How do they do that?
Yeah, they can call me at 908-238-9935. In the next few weeks, we'll be finding out where everything is going on, what's going down, you know, who's going to be available, who isn't. It's just, and then just hopefully we don't get any more bad storms the rest of the season.
Yep, we got another month or so.
Hurricane season's not over till November.
Yep, and we've even had some later than that at some point, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, you know. Yeah, Ken Roy Herbert, Judd Burden, and Thomas Kelly, they've been working around the clock to set up needs, shipping duty, you know. I mean, they've been going through all the islands and trying to keep everybody on top. Like, Anguilla's got a charter from San Juan, so a few seats are available so people can get out. I mean, it's really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough.
All right, Diane, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll have more info on it. All right.
Everybody has a good week while
Thank
we're
you.
Here.
Stay well.
Okay.
We'll talk to you again. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Diane Lane from DNL Travel. Give her a call to figure out where to go. Maybe it's time to think about going somewhere local in the area, a staycation. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest, now it's one more day.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
DACA is a symptom of a bigger problem, which is we do not have control of our borders.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking to reporters about DACA and the border issue. He said he'll be having a meeting with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to talk about ways to get DACA moved through the House. President Trump making it clear he would like to see Congress get something done on DACA in less than 6 months. Six people are now confirmed dead, several others critical, after a power failure knocked out air conditioning at a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the problem is connected to something he's seen across Florida.
We've lost a number of people now after the aftermath of the storm to generators, and generators that are being run too close to the house and too close to the facility. That carbon monoxide gets in and it's deadly.
Officials say a criminal investigation is underway at the nursing home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
The police officers acquitted in the Freddie Gray case that were being chased after by the Obama Justice Department not going to be charged by the Trump Justice Department.
Gray suffered a spinal injury after being arrested in April 2015 and died several days later. The Justice Department says a review showed there was insufficient evidence to convict the officers beyond a reasonable doubt. Gray's death led to days of protest and unrest in the city. Baltimore prosecutors brought charges against the officers, including one who was charged with murder, but none were convicted. Gray's death led to a Justice Department review that found that Baltimore police unfairly targeted African Americans.
The Cleveland Indians now share the American League record for consecutive wins. The Tribe blanked the Detroit Tigers 2-0 in Cleveland last night for its 20th straight victory, tying the 2002 Oakland A's for the longest streak in the junior circuit. Only the Chicago Cubs and New York Giants have had longer streaks in MLB history. The Cubs won 21 in a row in 1935. The Giants won 26 straight in 1916. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
While the murder rate in Chicago continues to jump, one major U.S. city reporting a significant decline in murders. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The city saw a total of 59 homicides this past June, July, and August, which is far lower than the number of killings typical for that three-month period. L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck said Tuesday that in recent years, the number of murders in the city during the summer is usually in the 70s or 80s. Officials believe sending extra officers to the neighborhoods hit hardest, looking for guns and focusing on gang-inspired violence, is behind the drop. I'm Jason Campidonia.
A woman who was struck by a tree while walking in New York Central Park is now suing the city.
Anne Menaki Goldman has been lying flat on her back, completely immobilized. Her lawyer says the Manhattan mom may never walk again. He's filing a $200 million suit against the city, claiming negligence. A 75-foot elm fell on Goldman as she strolled in the park with her two young boys and a baby. She was able to save them by pushing heavy tree limbs away, but her two-year-old is still recovering from a brain hemorrhage and concussion. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
ESPN is condemning controversial comments made by SportsCenter anchor Jemele Hill. In a series of tweets, Hill attacked President Trump, calling him a white supremacist who is unfit to be president. ESPN released a statement saying Hill's views do not reflect those of the network, and she understands her mistake. USA Radio News.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new episode of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We meet every Wednesday from 2 to 3. Turns out this is a rainy Tuesday for us, which is a little bit unfortunate, but a good time to listen to the radio when it is that way. Okay, let's take a look at today's weather and see what the National Weather Service is telling us. Currently, this afternoon, there are showers, 80% chance of showers. I'd say 100% because they're already here, with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of continued showers, then patchy fog with a low of 63. On Thursday, again, there's a 30 to 70% chance of showers and patchy fog, high of 80, so it will be warm. Thursday night, a 70% chance of showers with a low of 61. On Friday, again, more showers and patchy fog with a high of, 81. On Friday, an evening chance of showers, low of 61. On Saturday, it looks like there'll be some clearing. There'll be patchy fog and then partly sunny with a high of 79. Saturday night, just partly cloudy with a low of 61. And then a beautiful sunny day at 81 degrees on Sunday. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design, and I've been with you about for 3.5 years now, which has gone by so quickly. We have two locations. Our first location is right here in the Hunterdon County area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. I share my space, which is 6,000 square feet, with Bruce Brodack from Flemington Fan and Lighting. We've worked together for years. And in my new location, we have that space together, and I have furniture and accessories, all sorts of new things for fall. Bruce has wonderful lighting, innovative things and ideas, and he'll be with us in studio live today talking about some of the changes in lighting. We're going to be having a wonderful tent sale and a lot of new products on sale. So something to talk about. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. As I've said, I've been doing this show now for about 3.5 years. I don't know where the time is going, but I really do enjoy doing the show. And social media, many of you have contacted me that you've listened to the show. Sometimes people listen to the podcasts on their way home, and I do enjoy bringing this to you every week. Very lucky once again to have in studio my guest, the owner of Flemington Fan and Lighting. His name is Bruce Brodack. Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you?
Good afternoon, Rich.
I wonder, I'm going to bring up your mic a little bit, see if that's better. I'm wondering, Bruce and I were working in the store. As I say, I do have a location right now within Bruce's location in Ringo's, and he got very busy at the end. So my fear was that maybe you went to the old studio first. Did you?
I did not.
Oh, I was worried because Bruce has been a guest in the three-year run on Modern Design a number of times, and most of the times you've been at our old studios, which is second floor of the CenturyLink building.
On Mine Street, yeah.
Right. Now we have this beautiful old historic building called the Large House. When we first moved here, Bruce, I thought, wow, we're rich. Isn't it a nice building?
It's beautiful.
It's being renovated on the outside now. I need some work on the outside, but boy, is it nice on the inside. So Bruce is, Bruce is my lighting guru. You have a background in lighting. You have an education in lighting. And you really know the ins and outs of lighting. Today's show is going to focus a little bit on fall decorating, but it's also going to talk about, you and I have had a lot of projects recently. The project in Maplewood that you just completed for me with beautiful and different lights. The project with My Lady in West Orange that we're working on. Now you're going to be doing, I'm building a bar at Moe's Bistro inside the Murray Hill in a New Providence. And Bruce was helping me find, Bruce and Terry were helping me find wonderful pendants that were made of mercury glass. And we have 16 seats at this bar, so we need a number of pendants that were unique and different and fairly priced. And of course, Bruce is the guy to find it. So whether you're just looking to get ideas or you're ready to buy, Flemington Fan and Lighting is a good place to start. So Bruce, why don't you again tell us a little bit about your background, because I think you've been in Flemington in different locations for 30 years. I met you many, many years ago, first when you were in, Turntable Village, right?
We were in Turntable Junction, and we also had a location next to you on 115 Main Street.
Oh, really?
It was a Victorian building. And we found it to be inconvenient for people to traverse the building. Going upstairs and downstairs became cumbersome for a number of people.
But initially, your business, at least as I remember at the time, although I bought a lighting fixture from you, I believe, not a fan, was called Fanfare.
Fanfare was on was in Turntable Junction on Brown Street.
So was the other location lighting and that one with fans, and you kept them separate? Is that why you did that?
No, they were. It was called Light Fair.
Oh.
The store next door to
So Light Fair and Fanfare. I didn't know that. Okay.
It combined fans with lighting as we do now.
Right, right. So, you know, you have such a history. I remember from the last time we spoke something about, you know, you have a lot of knowledge about fans in particular. And I do, with lighting fixtures, people seem to have a little bit more ease. But my clients tell me when they're ready for fans, they're really, really not sure about fans. Fans,
you know, there's
have changed.
There's so many fans on the marketplace, and it's very difficult to discern the differences between the many manufacturers and the many models in each category, in each manufacturer. And that's what we do. We bring that to the public's eye. You need to know about motor size and distribution of air and stability and quietness, And not all fans are created equal. So the more knowledge you have, the better decision you're going to make in that purchase, in that investment, I should say.
Sure. Our show today specifically, and we'll talk about some of the mechanics of lighting and fans, but our show today is specifically about decorating for fall. I noticed myself in my stores, both in Maplewood and my space that I have with you in Ringo's, that people have this new resurgence now. I saw a lot of people coming today, even though it was raining. People are ready because the holidays are approaching. We have the Jewish holidays quickly approaching. We have Thanksgiving. We have Christmas. We have New Year's. And people seem to entertain during those times specifically, and they want to get things done quickly for their home. I know you're very good at about accommodating people on short notice. So if they were hosting maybe the religious holidays that are coming up, you can get them things quickly.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you're going to do a wonderful dinner, that lighting is twofold in my estimation. One is the light that it gives off is its own thing, and especially in a dining room if you're having a holiday, that's very important. The second thing is that lighting is in itself an art form. So changing out your light fixture, if you do nothing else, can really change a room.
Totally change the feel and the look of your environment. It's the least expensive addition that somebody could make.
Sure.
It's a lot less expensive than painting a room.
Right.
And it carries so much weight in the fact that there's one spot on the ceiling in the dining room.
Right.
And look at all this floor space that is occupied by furniture. Right. And the like, and it's one shot.
Sure. So,
and it makes a drastic difference.
And exactly that. You have most people's dining room is a big rectangle, and the only visual interest above is one, often one cell fixture. So that's got to be something special. It's a crescendo, if you will.
Exactly.
So the one thing I will tell you, Bruce, that I consistently see both in here in Hunterdon County and up north in Essex County and area is that I go into people's dining rooms, in particular, we're not limited to dining rooms or foyers or what have you, I still see 80% of the people, if they have a traditional home, have the brass dining room fixture with the 5 or 6 or sometimes 8 lights with the ball on the bottom, and they're like, my house is traditional, but how can I find a lighting fixture that will be more contemporary but still go with the other things in my room? And that is, to me, consistently a problem that almost I see on a daily basis.
Well, people make that an issue, and it's an unnecessary issue that they think about. That's a Williamsburg look.
Right.
And it is colonial.
Right.
And you could address that with fixtures that have the finish of a rural or a bucolic look and get a fixture that's upscale in the sense of more modern, more contemporary, yet not being ultra-modern and Jetsons, if you will. You can get really, really nice quality lighting that looks as if it belongs in that environment, if you just know where to look. And that's where we come in and you come in.
No, it's very true. But I think people right now need guidance. And I've said this throughout my career in the 20 years that I've been. When I started in the industry, most people had, in Hunterdon in particular, had very traditional houses. Mm-hmm. It was either a farmhouse or a colonial or something. So it was an easy, I think, choice for people. I would bring them things that had a look that went with the architecture of their house. But I would say starting in, I guess, about maybe 2008 and so on, the looks, the things I was getting, like the new catalogs would come out for wallpaper, and now they were bringing some shine back, and they were getting rid of some of the traditional things and the equestrian things. And slowly it began to evolve from traditional, which was the majority of the pieces I was showing, to contemporary. Well, first transitional, and then, in fact, contemporary.
Lighting today is very eclectic.
Right,
you
right.
can mix and match
right.
periods
right.
and looks.
But I think, Bruce, what happened was it scared people, because the people that have those traditional homes can't go to contemporary but don't want to stay traditional.
Correct.
They want to go in the middle, which is a word we've all come to embrace called transitional. And I often say to people, if you do a couple of quick things, a dining room in particular, that maybe change out the end chairs to something that's upholstered and looks more modern, and maybe we take away the china closet but we keep the sideboard, we can make and change your artwork out. You can make that space
right.
very much transitional. But the key to that in a dining room is definitely what? The light fixture.
The lighting, you bet.
Any suggestions if someone has a 5 or 8 light Williamsburg chandelier and whatever finish would be a good shape or a good look for them to transition into?
Well, rectangles and some straight line pyramids, mm-hmm. some squares, a multitude of squares mm-hmm. are very popular. The early electric look is being blended into modern and traditional and transitional environments.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the last piece that your client purchased was of one such breed. It was chrome.
Oh, the golden piece.
The golden piece, but it was not golden, but it, that's right. The manufacturer. But
poor,
it was
poor
it was
naming.
Squared
right
up.
Right.
It was squared up.
It's actually chrome,
and,
which
and
I
it
love.
Was chrome. Mm. And it melded very well with what you
in a
were 19, doing.
In a 1932 Georgian colonial.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer, a contractor, and a home stager for the past 20 years. And very happy to have in studio somebody who I've worked with for a long time, Bruce Brodack, a Flemington fan. And lighting, our topic today sounds like I had a couple things to drink today, but I didn't, I promise. Happens to be lighting and the changes in lighting and how lighting is so different. And I thought about doing this show for a couple of weeks because the last couple of projects Bruce and I did, the lighting I found to be very new, very innovative, very different, and things I think on the surface that people would look at and say, oh, that's too contemporary for my house. And yet blending it into an environment that was transitional, it really made the space. So only maybe about an hour ago, I was showing Bruce some of the installations, how they went and how they looked in the rooms. And I have to tell you, they were just spot on. They were beautiful. The first piece that I showed Bruce was a piece that we had done for a lady in West Orange who had a very, very traditional townhouse. She moved out of a big estate home in South Orange and downsized to a nice townhouse on the ridge in West Orange with wonderful views of Manhattan.
And she wanted to go from being traditional after those years to being a little bit more contemporary, a little bit more cutting edge. And this was her opportunity to do it. So I took a room that was peach with off-white, linen white trim, and very, very, very 90s looking space, and transformed it. We started from the ground up by replacing the 12 by 12 sort of beigey gold tiles with very sleek gray weathered looking tiles that we set up in a herringbone pattern, which looked absolutely wonderful. We then painted out Benjamin Moore's gray owl, which is a color I recommend a lot, and we changed all the trim in the space from linen white to super white semi-gloss and a nice super white flat ceiling. Then I ordered our pieces for the breakfast room from someone that has been on Modern Design many times before, Bassett Furniture, and my good friend Connie Zenbauer took care of us, and we did a set that was beautiful. It was sort of a weathered gray wood table and chairs, and then we upholstered the seats in sort of a light teal color. And then it came time to pair that with a chandelier, so I went over to Bruce with my client, and Bruce found something from Quoizel, I believe, right?
That's correct.
That particular line has a lot of pieces in it, too.
Very diversified, size-wise and mm-hmm. style-wise.
I thought the style was great. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the piece that we did? Because I would say it's a modern adaptation, in a way, of a drum fixture.
It was a drum fixture in an overall look. It was contemporized with the look, with the brushed nickel. Mm-hmm. And with the mesh on the side of it, and it provided ample lighting, and it had an edgy, very today look with the sides that were almost tangential to the circular look of the drum shade.
Yeah, it was sort of
dynamic.
Yeah, and I think the key there probably was something that you just said, which was the mesh. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I wanted to talk about on our program today is that trend toward of a more industrial type look and how it affects the lighting that you're buying, Bruce, the things that you're bringing in, and sort of the change in the look of some of the new stuff I see you bringing into the store right now.
Right.
Do you see certain things trending in particular?
I do.
Okay.
I do. That particular look, whether it be a drum shade or whether it be pyramids or whether it be linear fixtures, mm-hmm. Are all contemporary and industrial in design.
Sure.
And as I mentioned before, it's the melding. It's the absolute bringing together of different looks. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that our clients need to and have adjusted to is it's a different look. It's a welcome look, a welcome change.
Sure.
And once it's there, you know, their fears are cast aside because it looks and it feels like it was always meant for that particular space.
Exactly. And as you can see from the pictures, first of all, the client is thrilled because they were worried that it might be a little bit too modern,
right.
But it actually made the space.
Right. Just a matter of getting over that fear, mm-hmm. and that reliance on what's old and what's in front of them. I have people coming in saying, well, I got to measure what I have to see with what I want. And it's not the way to go. It just depends upon the room, the feel, and other factors that we bring the surface.
Exactly. And also visual, I think visual weight factors into when you pick the size of a lighting fixture.
Correct.
Which people don't take into consideration.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a piece that you have that's very heavy, and you can adjust by what you do.
Exactly.
And I think one of the things that I see continually trending, now you're the source, you're the guru, so I'll go to the guru. One of the things that I immediately saw changing in the past 2 years is I did a lot and still do a lot of lantern fixtures, but I don't see people wanting glass anymore. Is that a new thing? Or
that's not a new thing. No, we've had pieces without glass forever. Ever since I've been in the business, we've had pieces that are glassless, easy to maintain.
Right.
And now with the new bulbage,
right,
they look outstanding. It's, you know, you don't get glare, mm-hmm. but you do get light.
Sure. No, very much so that they've always been around, but I think people are actually seeking them out and embracing them.
Yes, absolutely.
I did hear somebody come into your store last Wednesday and say to Terry or Cheryl, I'm looking for something without glass. So I think people are started to embrace that.
Right.
So that's something that I definitely see trending out there, is doing fixtures with, you know, wonderful geometry, wonderful mm-hmm. proportions, but without the glass, less
exactly.
maintenance, and so on.
Exactly.
What about the change in flush mount fixtures? I will tell you, 20 years ago, when I had older houses with 8-foot ceilings and I had to replace a flush mount fixture, there wasn't a lot of beautiful flush mount fixtures out there. Now there's so much design to the flush mount fixtures.
Tremendous amount of design and tremendous amount of flexibility as far as size off the ceiling.
Sure.
Giving customers and giving residents more than enough room to walk under these pieces, and at the same time looking like something that's current, something that's very good looking,
right,
and something that provides the more light than they used to have with
before.
The flush pieces,
right.
That just was the absence of light, really, because they didn't get any light up.
It seems to me that the when you had a small flush mount fixture in a foyer, I say a foyer, it could be anywhere, but you had a small flush mount fixture, you may have replaced it with a newer one that was more of a light source. There was no style to
them,
Bruce. There was no style.
They were circular. They were round. They were round globes on the ceiling.
I think they've done a lot better, the manufacturers, about thinking about how important that light source is when you first enter a space.
Right.
And if you have a low ceiling, or, you know, because you have an older home, that should be something wonderful. And I think they've done a great job with changing the proportions, which so you can walk under it, as you say. And also, they're stylish now.
Yeah, they're impact fixtures now. You walk in and you have the wow factor from a flush mount or a semi-flush piece that you never had before.
I agree.
It was just utilitarian and functional. Now you can get both. You can get impact. You can get the wow factor, and you can get light.
No, it's great. Let's also talk about sconces. When I first started 20 years ago, everybody wanted sconces. They wanted a mirror and sconces.
Right.
Then I saw it go away. Now I see it sort of coming back in a different way again. Do people often ask you for sconces?
They do. And the reasons vary. Mm-hmm. You can have sconces that most people now want in direct lighting. Mm-hmm. They want to accent either a wall, a painting. It's not so much just the old Williamsburg, you know, the candle look.
Right.
You can have Murano glass. You can have Chihuly glass. You could have no glass. You could have, you know, square fixtures. And it's both an art presence and a light source.
No, in fact, I always talk about this, and that's very true. And, of course, again, like the flush mount and the semi-flush mount fixtures, there are much more options than there ever have been. But I guess, for me, one of the challenges you have when you're dealing with older spaces, let's say, for example, we're not on YouTube yet, so people can't see this. You have a rectangle. You have one source of light in the middle. Is, in fact, sconces on the walls, are they, in fact, a good supplemental source of lighting?
Yes. As you recall from our previous conversations, mm-hmm. the idea to provide proper lighting in any space mm-hmm. is a layered look.
Right.
You need to layer lighting from different sources. One light source is not going to provide the lighting for, say, a rec room or a family room or even a dining room or kitchen.
Right.
And what you want to do is you want to have different sources of light.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's take a family room, and you don't want harsh light from maybe a recessed bunch of cans that are on the ceiling, and you want a little romantic look. So what you do is you have sconces, they'll be on a dimmer, and you could dim them or increase the intensity of the light and change the environment, change the mood of the room through sconces alone.
Sure.
The sconces aren't going to provide you enough light to do brain surgery.
I want to talk about that, and then we have to take our news break, but I want to talk about that because that's a fight that I often have. People often come to me to get sconces because their house was already wired for sconces because it's an older house.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain to people sconces are beautiful. They highlight things. Exactly what you said.
Correct.
But they're not really a good source of functional light, and
that's
they
correct.
Can never be. And people fight me on that all the time.
Well, let them fight you, but they're not supposed to be.
Right.
So they're not designed.
They're designed to be accentless.
They're designed to be accentless.
Sure.
Exactly.
I think also, and I keep going back to dining rooms, there's so many places that need lighting, but one of the trends is if you keep your existing dining room set, people are taking away their china cabinet. People aren't keeping that piece.
Right.
They have the table. They may get rid of all the chairs and do upholstered chairs, or maybe they keep the end chairs, and then they upgrade that by doing something that has a little style to it with fabric. They get rid of the china cabinet, just keep the server. And what happens was what the china cabinet did do, which was great, is often they were illuminated, and they allowed
inside
in the dining room to have some more light in it.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if that's why I see much more of a request for sconces now.
That could be one of the reasons.
Right.
But go to any restaurant and look at the lighting in a restaurant,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah.
If it's done correctly, mm-hmm, there's lighting from a number of sources.
Exactly.
And light from a sconce is an important factor.
Sure.
In lighting a restaurant properly.
Well, sconce light is sort of romantic and ambience, as
exactly,
you said. It gives you that beautiful sort of tones of light and layers of light. All right, we're going to go to our news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
FEMA Administrator Long is traveling to the affected areas, and the president will be making a trip to Florida on Thursday.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders confirming President Trump visiting Florida tomorrow along with the First Lady. They'll be viewing damage from Hurricane Irma, but they won't say exactly where the president is going to be visiting. Sanders said the travel schedule still being worked out. Meanwhile, tonight, the president will be dining with members of Congress. Tonight's dinner guests, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the top Democrats in the House and Senate. The president is reportedly going to talk about DACA and also talk about tax reform that he would like to push through the Senate. And former New Mexico Republican Senator Pete Domenici is dead. He passed away in Albuquerque after complications from abdominal surgery. Domenici served 6 terms in the Senate before retiring in 2009. Domenici was 85. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With the U.S. national debt passing $20 million, conservative economists are speaking out. Romina Boscia of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News we don't need to have an increasing national debt.
It would require lawmakers to actually cut spending such that the budget was on a sustainable path to balance. We're very, very far from that. In fact, the deficit is projected to grow to exceed more than $1 trillion well before the end of this decade. And interest on our debt alone will be consuming more resources than our national defense.
While she added, legislators are not looking as closely as they should be at ongoing programs. Congress wants President Trump to condemn only right-wing hate groups. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday passed a resolution that called on the president to unequivocally condemn the shameful and hate-filled acts of violence carried out by the KKK, white nationalists, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis at a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, but said nothing about the violence of Antifa. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the DOJ should take a close look at James Comey's actions and possibly file charges.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters on Tuesday that Comey leaked memos containing privileged information to the New York Times and gave false testimony to Congress. In reporting on Sanders' comments, Business Insider noted that Comey gave memos he wrote to a friend who gave them to a reporter. Comey's friend insists there was no classified information in the memos. A White House official told Business Insider the reference to false testimony referred to Comey's remarks about Hillary Clinton's emails when he appeared before Congress. Comey corrected the remarks after he testified earlier this year.
Retail chain Target says they plan to hire more workers in the holiday season. Here's Chris Barnes.
Target saying it plans to hire about 100,000 holiday season workers this year. That's 43% more than it hired last year. The retailer saying it will also hire 4,500 people to staff its distribution and fulfillment centers through the holidays. Target is working to bump up its online business so as to take on Amazon and other retailers' online presence. I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Orrin Hatch introducing a bill in support of medical marijuana research. The bill would make it easier to conduct research on the substance as a safe and effective medical treatment. In a statement introducing the legislation, the Utah Republican used a few puns. He said, to be blunt, we need to remove the administrative barriers preventing legitimate research into medical marijuana. He said it was high time to address the issue. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am in studio today live with Bruce Brodeck from Flemington Fan and Lighting. And Bruce, we didn't yet give the address of Flemington Fan and Lighting, although it's been there for a while in that location, and also the website and information. Why don't you give people that want to go on and maybe take a look, and then we'll talk a little bit about your whole policy of internet pricing.
Sure. As a location, we're directly diagonally across the street from the inspection station. The address is 176 Routes 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey. And the telephone number is 908-782-8288. And our website is Flemington Lighting and Fan.
One of the things that I did want to talk about was about your website and the internet presence and how you really stayed a cut above where a lot of retailers have gone out of business or downsized or changed the way they do business because they didn't keep up with the times. And very early on, you came up with the concept of matching internet pricing, but also for that same pricing or even maybe lower pricing, incorporating service, which people are still looking for service, probably more right now because people are confused about what to buy. So how did that all come about? When did you start doing that where you were advertising the internet pricing?
Well, ever since we've been in business, we've solved problems. We're problem solvers and selling ceiling fans. We solved the problem as to heat reclamation and keeping people cooler and saving money. If you solve a problem, if you have a solution, you're gonna stay in business and hopefully you're gonna thrive. What we base our business on, our business is based upon service. Lighting is a blind item, and you could buy lighting any place. They're all over.
I guess theoretically, right?
They're all over. The internet, but how do you know what it is you're buying? How do you know the quality of the piece? How do you know that the density of the material that you're using, the light source, the functionality of the piece?
Right, the amount of lumens. Yeah.
Exactly, mm-hmm. The lumens, the projection, everything that people don't know until they order something, get it, and they go, oh my God, I think we got the wrong thing.
Sure.
We bought a Mercedes to put over our dining room, and it looks like a whale over our table. It's
exactly.
Too big. So we bring the art of finding the right light to the table along with the internet pricing.
Sure, and you're very competitive with your pricing, which is terrific. And the bigger piece, as you say, Bruce, is lighting is confusing. It's not an exact science. Some of it is interpretive, and then you want to come to somebody who's the expert on that and people that are going to let you leave that place with something that is right for your space, something that brings something new to the table. And I think you guys do a very good job at that. Very good customer service, I see, continuously.
Well, we've done it for 25 years, and hopefully we're doing something right.
I mean, I've even read online some of the reviews said great customer service, which
is
terrific.
Thank goodness.
And I noticed that the parking lot is always busy. People are always in and out. And often it seems that it's return customers, which tells a lot about your business.
That's correct.
Let's get back a little bit to the fashion of lighting and what you're seeing consistently. You're always buying every day. I see new packages coming in. There's always something new to look at, so come frequently because you'll see a lot of changes. What are some when you go to buy, how does that process work for you of what you're going to buy? How does that work?
You know, I try not to buy what's trending now,
okay,
but what has legs for now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I want things that reflect today's look.
Sure.
And pieces that aren't going to get weary in 5 weeks after it's up.
Sure.
And you're tired of it and you see it every place.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have a little differential. Now we do have builder pieces and we sell for less price than the box stores.
Sure.
But that's a certain segment of the marketplace. That's what a builder would buy, mm-hmm, to put in apartments or condos.
Sure.
Or new homes that will be changed now.
Right, just to get CO.
But mm-hmm, the best is when I say we don't want to pick a trendy piece. We have pieces that are today,
mm-hmm,
that are being utilized across the board, but have a certain longevity to them.
Sure.
That's the best way to explain it.
Right.
And something that will be durable,
mm-hmm,
and not just be a flash in the pan. So that's how I do my buying.
So do you say that when the reps come in, they'll say, look at this, and so on, and that's part of your impetus in buying something new? Or is it more driven, in fact, on what you just said, on your feel of what you want?
No. I consult with designers as yourself.
Sure.
I go to the shows,
mm-hmm,
the market centers, Dallas, mm-hmm, Atlanta, Las Vegas, New York.
Sure.
And there are trends, but not necessarily not necessarily things that are going to be quick flashes.
Sure.
For example, color. Muted grays are very hot today.
Sure.
So we look to what is being designed,
mm-hmm,
and based upon that, we make decisions that are buying decisions. We consult with designers and decorators.
Mm-hmm.
We consult with lighting designers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we make a pick.
One of the things that we've talked about when we were on break here during the news is something that I see myself going towards, and I don't necessarily see it trending per se. It's something that's been around for a long time. I really like chrome. I've grown slightly bored of the brushed nickel. Probably because I've done it so much. I've taken so many people from shiny brass to brushed nickel, which was a nice upgrade and reads cooler and neutral, and you can do a lot with it. I don't say there's anything wrong with it, but because I do this on a daily basis, I've gotten a little bored with it, and I find myself, when I can, consistently going back to chrome. I love it. I love the look of it. It brings something else to the table. I feel that it brings, I don't know, more reflective light. It brings something else to the table. And I think chrome does a good job of working both in, specifically in bathrooms, both working very well in hardcore traditional and very much so contemporary based upon the shape. How do you feel about that?
I feel you're correct. What's also trending,
mm-hmm,
what's also something that we utilize is multiple fixture, multiple finishes,
yes,
in a fixture.
Yes.
Chrome,
yes,
and maybe matte black,
mm-hmm,
chrome and pewter,
together.
Chrome and the new brass, the white brass, which looks phenomenal.
Oh, I'm not even familiar with you. See, I told you this is why he was the color guru. He was the guru. I'm the color guru. He was the guru. The lighting guru.
We have a white gold that is not traditional,
okay,
brass in your face.
Right.
But it's very mellow, and mm-hmm, it coordinates really well with oil raw bronze, which is a very current finish.
Right.
And depending upon the fixture, depending upon the look of the piece, when you meld two or three finishes, they're dynamic together.
You know,
and
mixed
chrome
metal,
is one.
Yeah, and mixed metals are very hot. And mixed metals are already also very hot in what I do. When I'm doing a coffee table or end tables or other pieces, I often like to mix metals. So if somebody has always had gold and they're taking gold to the new home, I add something else to it. I add another element and we interchange. And people say, ooh, you're not supposed to do that. No, it actually is visually more interesting. But in the pieces, we did the ballroom over of the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence, and we used a fixture, drum fixtures that were sort of a, the finish was sort of a hybrid between silver and gold.
That's right, exactly. That was kind of a brushed white gold.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And it looked gorgeous
right.
with
with the grays and the silvers, and it was a blending of both.
Exactly.
Frandberg, we just got a number of new fixtures in that are going to be installed as we speak, as a matter of fact. One of which is a very large foyer piece that next time you're in the showroom, I want to show it to you. It's, it's new. We got it in. It hasn't been installed, but it's sitting dead center of the showroom. I don't know if you saw it today when you were in the store.
No, I didn't, but I can't
magnificent.
Wait. Magnificent. You know, I get inspired and stuff like that when you see something new and fresh. It's very, very inspiring. We're going to have to take our last set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm here with Bruce Brodack, my lighting guru, and we're talking about fashions in lighting and what's coming up and so on. During the quick break that we had, we talked a little bit about things that he's seeing out there, and he was talking to me about the piece, the foyer piece, I think you said, that had the mixed metals on it.
I did.
So I'm anxious to see that. I have a couple quick questions for you, and then I want to talk about the event that you're having and excited about that. So gold. People are incredibly confused about gold. They said, I just got rid of my gold, now you're giving me new gold. Talk about the gold. It's very different from the Williamsburg shiny brass of the 80s and 90s. What's the gold like now?
It's a very subtle gold. It's a mixture of gold and browns, and it's highlighted. It's called white gold.
Okay.
And it's muted, and yet it has a feel that is today. It's not your grandmother's shiny polished brass.
It's a different look.
Totally different look. And
more matte, would you say?
Very matte.
Right.
Yeah, it's mostly a matte finish, similar to the pieces that we put in the ballroom.
Okay.
Up in Murray Hill.
More subtle.
Very subtle.
Very nice. So let me ask you a question. I'm working in a space right now. It seems to be coming up more and more in foyers, because even in a house that's older, the foyer happens to be that one area because of the staircase that you can do some drama. And I'm coming from somebody that had basically lived with the builder's grade fixture for all these years.
The glass and brass.
Right. Glass and brass, very traditional house. And I'm trying to talk them into something, even if we stay more on the traditional end of the spectrum, that would be more of a statement. I feel, because the builder's fixtures are often undersized for the space, this is very undersized.
Pretty much.
This has glass that has to be cleaned and maintained. It does work with the architecture of the traditional house, but just reeks of being dated.
Well,
what would be a good suggestion from you to replace a two-story situation, Center Hall Colonial, where I can do a bigger, and above the fixture, by the way, there is a second floor middle window that reveals that picture. It reveals that fixture. And what would be your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion would be you don't want to illuminate a window.
Uh-huh.
You want to light the foyer.
Sure.
So if you walk into a foyer, mm-hmm. the piece that is going to sustain the foyer would come down lower, especially if it's a two-story.
Well, the reason I bring the window and the element is this, Bruce. The fixture is also hung too high
right.
in the space.
Yes.
Which people make that mistake all the
all
time,
the time.
With foyer fixtures.
Right.
So in the window itself, there's no presence of anything being there.
Right.
My
right.
suggestion was, and maybe it's erroneous, is that when we replace the fixture to come down so that that you have the architecture of a bigger, more interesting piece within that frame. Because when you walk up the walkway, you do see that window. Maybe I shouldn't consider that. Obviously, you have to light it, the lumens, and so on. But the fixtures now that we're showing me have so much architecture to them, I think it's nice to be able to have that visual image.
Let me ask you a real quick question. If
sure.
you have a very, very, very small foyer and a large window, would you get a gigantic piece? You would not.
No, it has
because
to be,
it would overpower the piece.
No, it's more important that it fits the proportions of the room.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. And the opposite is true. If you have a very small window and a very large foyer,
right.
would you get a tiny piece to frame the window?
Well, no, it's like a 6/6. It's not a, it's a, it's exactly. a colonial window.
Okay.
All right.
If it's a two-story foyer, I'd like pieces that come down or you have it drop to about 11 feet, mm-hmm. 10 feet off the floor.
Good to know.
So it's visualized as you walk into the foyer. It could be an extended piece where you do see some of the structure of the piece,
right?
You know, the visual impact over the, you know, through the glass. But people are using orbs. People are using rectangular fixtures.
I think orbs are trending because I see a lot of people going towards orbs. I also see, besides the triangular fixtures, I also see people using, instead of doing a classic chandelier with arms, they're doing that rectangular sort of open box kind of a structure.
Exactly. How about the orb mm-hmm. that's encased in a drum shade? That you pointed out.
I love that.
We just put the piece up.
And I've never seen that fixture anywhere. That's a great piece.
Yeah, it's very interesting and not
sure.
an expensive piece.
No, for what it is, it's very reasonable.
Amazing, yeah. So it's not it just comes down to not being afraid to make a change, not being afraid to take the next step. Everything doesn't have to be what it was 20 years ago.
Bruce, we're just about to run out of time. I want to talk about our event. What's coming up at Flemington Fan and Lighting?
We're having a major tent sale. We're going to be selling everything at below cost, our cost. We have a multitude of fixtures and fans and sconces and,
folks,
an
this is your
array.
Opportunity to really make out lots
yeah.
of inventory. When are we going to be doing the tent sale?
We're going to be doing it the latter part of September and into October.
Fantastic.
It'll be on weekends. It'll be probably Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the days that we're going to have it. And we're going to run it for a couple of weeks as what's there is, you know, they're one-of-a-kind pieces. A lot of them are not, but it's a first-come, first-served basis. Once they're gone, they're gone. And you can make out really, really well getting wholesale prices on wonderful pieces.
Wonderful. Bruce, as always, you've been a wonderful guest. Just one more time, give the phone number and the address for the tent sale.
Flemington Lighting and Fan. The address is 176 Route 202. 31 in Ringo's, and the telephone number is 908-782-8288.
Wonderful. Thank you for all the information you've
given
us.
It's always a pleasure, Richard.
Okay, terrific. I'll see you all next week, folks. Have a wonderful week, and check out Flemington Fan and Lighting, 176 Route 202-31 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
FEMA Administrator Long is traveling to the affected areas, and the president will be making a trip to Florida on Thursday.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders confirming President Trump visiting Florida tomorrow along with the First Lady. They'll be viewing damage from Hurricane Irma, but they won't say exactly where the president is going to be visiting. Sanders said the travel schedule still being worked out. Meanwhile, tonight, the president will be dining with members of Congress. Tonight's dinner guests, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the top Democrats in the House and Senate. The president is reportedly going to talk about DACA and also talk about tax reform that he would like to push through the Senate. And former New Mexico Republican Senator Pete Domenici is dead. He passed away in Albuquerque after complications from abdominal surgery. Domenici served six terms in the Senate before retiring in 2009. Domenici was 85. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded